Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. A busy day lies ahead for Elizabeth Bourne. The Prime Minister will be continuing her discussions with the heads of parliamentary groups. The objective, to find a pathway for the new Assemblée Nationale. Meetings are scheduled today with the leaders of Europe Écologie Les Verts, France Insoumise and the Rassemblement National. The opposition parties have been up in arms since Emmanuel Macron's speech on Wednesday evening. The head of state gave them 48 hours to say how far they would be ready to go to build compromises, in his words. Regarding her own position, Elizabeth Bourne has indicated that she has not yet decided whether to ask for a vote of confidence at the Assembly. According to an Adoxa poll for the newspaper Le Figaro, more than half of French people questioned are calling for a change of Prime Minister. Could the European Union soon count 29 member countries? The current 27 have taken a step in this direction. At the European Council yesterday in Brussels, they granted official candidate status to Ukraine and Moldova. The process could take several years. Today marks the start of a long journey that we will travel together, said Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In the USA, another bill that restricts access to weapons has been passed by the Senate. It came a few hours after the controversial decision of the Supreme Court to invalidate a law of the state of New York concerning limiting the number of licenses to carry weapons. A word on sports now, and in football, Saint-Étienne have been issued a historic sanction. The Greens, who were already relegated to Ligue 2, have been heavily punished by the disciplinary committee. Three withdrawal points and four games behind closed doors for Saint-Étienne after fans were badly behaved during the playoff against Auxerre on May 29th. And finally, an orange weather alert for thunderstorms is still in place in seven départements, including the Tarn, Haute-Savoie and Drôme-Ardèche. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.